Pirates on this list, 25 through 21, are still guys who are on the team now. Even though technically one Paul Skeens season counts and that's it, I put him 25. I'd rather put Paul Skeens on this list than...
I think you have him too low.
Than Jeff Suppan or somebody like that. Or
I think you have him too
Tom
low.
Tom Gorzolani. Okay, well...
I think Paul Skeens' 2024 was so good, it probably could fault him close to the top 10.
But you're not projecting what the guy is going to be. You're just taking into account like 27 starts. That's it.
I know. He was like a 5 or 6 win pitcher last year.
Yeah.
How many pitchers this century racked up more than 6 wins above replacement for them?
Well, I'm going to get to some of them later. 24, I put Bednar. I have him on this list as the second best closer during the last quarter century.
Skeens is better than Bednar, in my opinion.
Chris, if we're just ranking the type of player they are, Skeens should be one on this list.
I know, but I'm just saying I would still put him ahead of Bednar on this list, even understanding your criterion. But I will not get in your way anymore.
I put Keller 23rd. I put Hayes 22nd because of defense.
Blech.
Blech. And I put Adam Frazier 21.
Blech.
So that's the first part of it.
Man, that is grim.
The next part is, oh yeah, that guy pitched for a while with the Pirates. And in some of these years, they actually pitched well. Number 20, Kip Wells. Number 19, Zach Duke. Number 18, Mulsey's doppelganger, Paul Mahalam.
Duke looked like a guy who was going to be a star and then turned into your average soft-tossing lefty.
Next group, guys from the glory years. 17, Mark Melancon. 16, Francisco Liriano. 15, A.J. Burnett. 14, Pedro Alvarez.
I would have Liriano over arguably all of them, but as much as I loved A.J. Burnett, I would have Liriano ahead of him.
Here's my issue with Liriano. One, bigger games than Burnett. Also had years with the Pirates where he wasn't a good player. Burnett had 3 good years with the Pirates. Liriano had bad years that canceled out some of the good ones.
Got the biggest contract I think they had given out to a free agent at that point when they re-upped him.
I put catchers back-to-back at 13 and 12. Cervelli 13, Russell Martin 12.
Okay.
I honestly didn't know what to do with this guy, so I just stuck him here because to me, he's the best pitcher from the era by far, but like, it wasn't for very long. And
Cole.
I kind of feel like Gerrit Cole's overall career with the Pirates is overrated. He came up and was awesome in 13.
I have better memories. I'm not saying Liriano's a better pitcher. I have better memories of Liriano pitching games for them than I do to Gerrit Cole. That's the truth. Although I might put Jay Happ in the top 10 of this kind of a list. So,
the middle infielder triumvirate next. Josh Harrison, 10. Freddie Sanchez, 9. Jack Wilson, 8. I think that's right.
I'm trying to be careful.
List, so.
I kind of flipped. I would maybe have flipped Wilson and Harrison there. I'm waiting what Harrison did more because he did it for good teams. Freddie Sanchez won a batting title for a team that was toiling in anonymity.
Well, Ted Williams won batting titles on teams that toiled in anonymity. No one says that took away from his greatness.
Well, I'm glad we got to compare Ted Williams and Freddie Sanchez.
You're
on
welcome.
Today's show. Two very comparable ball players.
All right. I already don't like the way I listed these next 4 guys. I have Jason Bay, 7. I have Jason Kendall, 6. I have Brian Reynolds, 5. And I have Neil Walker, 4. And I don't like it because, like, there's recency bias with Reynolds. But I think if you look at Reynolds before this year, you were talking about this last hour. He probably should be this high.
I think Bay was a better player than Reynolds.
But he
Bay had some really good seasons here. He was just on really bad teams.
How many years did he play for the Pirates? 4?
Rookie of the year.
2004, yep.
had that streak where he almost tied the record. I think he came within one game maybe of tying the record for most consecutive games with a home run. I was at the ballpark for at least one of those games.
Yeah, so...
He was a Pirate for parts of six seasons.
Bay?
Yes.
How many good years in the six would you say he had?
Objectively. I mean, he didn't really have any bad ones. 05 and 06, he was better than Reynolds will ever be.
Would you call a two-win player a good player? He had a 907 OPS in 2004 when he won Rookie of the Year, but that was only worth two wins because that was a high offensive, you know, era.
Yeah, that's the other thing you have to take into account, Donnie. Like,
he was a 10-win player combined in 05 and 06. Those are both really good years.
Hitting 30 home runs back then is like hitting 20 now, or maybe
and
even
then
15.
Pre-deadline, before he got dealt to the Red Sox in 106 games, he was a 2.5-win player in 08. That's a good year. He was a good baseball player. So I would say he had definitively had three good years.
How many do you think Reynolds has?
Reynolds has like four or five.
So you don't disagree with that ranking then?
I think.
Wait a minute. So we're saying that you got to cut Bay's home runs in half because he played 20 years ago?
Reynolds has
pretty much.
Reynolds
yes,
has.
I think that actually.
I think Reynolds has probably three and a half good years with the Pirates. 2019, 2021.
Not to get too in the weeds here, but the offensive environments are completely
different. Donnie, like OPS Plus is the one to go with in that era. The OPS Pluses are shockingly low for guys with big numbers, including a guy I suspect Pony has in the number three spot on this list.
Yes.
Because of the era that they played in.
So yeah, I'm taking Bay.
But it's
your list.
Would you put Bay above Walker?
I think you can make an argument. I probably would.
Well, I don't know. I mean, now I got to look at Bay and cut all of his home run numbers in half.
Well, wait a minute. You can't play dumb on that.
I got to act as if Bay was a 15 home run hitter when he hit 35.
No, you just got to consider the environment. That's all.
He's not considering the environment at all. He's not it's a lot harder to hit in 2020 or 2021 or 2022 than it was in those
Walker's
years.
Walker's OPS plus 113 for his Pirates career. Reynolds OPS plus 119 for his Pirates career.
What's Bay?
Bay OPS plus for his Pirates career 131.
Okay. If you go by that, he's better.
Bayday!
But I also said I didn't like that part of my list, so maybe I am actually coming around to Donnie's thinking.
Well, all we need is Paul Skeens to endorse Bay, and you'll flip right away.
True. Top three, Giles, Marte, McCutchen.
I'm actually surprised but proud of you for one thing on that list, on that top three.
Yeah,
I'm pleasantly surprised you put Marte as high as you did, because I didn't work with you for the majority of his Pirates tenure, but I know you were very frustrated by and critical of him.
Sure.
And I think that's big of you to put him as high as he is on this list.
Giles loses one of his best years here because 99 he was a monster, and that doesn't count.
Giles is the ultimate merchant of you've got to consider the era. If you look at Giles through 2000 through 2002, just an absolute animal. And yet, I think one of those years he even cracked the top 20.
If you
of the
go
MVP
by
vote.
WAR, and this is like the third time we've brought WAR up on the show today, we will not make a habit of this, but it just fits the conversation we're having. I actually think I put Jack Wilson way too low.
The Silver Slugger year was a big.
He
year.
Played short, and he was an excellent defensive player.
I think he's one of the best defensive players to not win a Gold Glove.
Popularity contest. Better defender than Derek Jeter by a mile.
Absolutely.
Oh, no doubt.
And how many Gold Gloves does Jeter have?
Well, I mean, Jack Wilson never leaped into the stands after taking like 25 steps.
I think it's impressive that Jeets had several Gold Gloves despite physically not being able to catch a ball hit to his left. I mean, I think you can overcome something like that to have the career he did. It's very impressive. This is like a. This has been a very for like a fun. Let's name these Pirates. This has turned into like a cutting, nasty, sarcastic segment here.
Well, Donnie,
that's the
like,
PM team promise.
I did
baby.
Not exactly expect that Donnie would like get the knives out to defend Jason Bay's honor for crying out loud.
I watched a lot of bad baseball as a kid. And Bay was a friggin' baller,
and that was your guy during a very impressionable period of your life. Would you agree?
Yes, and I'm not going to sit here and listen to hey, cut those home run numbers in half.
Listen,
I mean,
here,
hell,
son.
If we're doing that for well, him, we got to take like a tenth of Giles' numbers.
I mean, you were vindicated, though, in the end because Bay had the best OPS plus, which is the number designed to actually weight this thing.
Okay, just if we're going to play that, if I'm going to continue at like scratching at that itch.
Yes.
Then you know who actually looks way better? Kip Wells. He had a 3.58 ERA in 02 and a 3.28 in 03. Those are insanely good numbers. If we're saying that that's like still kind of like in the steroid era, 10-9 on a bad Pirates team with a 3.28 ERA, that might be the most underrated pitching season in Pirates history. We talk about how Keller gets a raw deal because he's got an ERA in the fours pitching now. This dude had an ERA, well, in not four anymore.
That's a good
year. A couple of starts ago was in the fours. Right, Donnie?
That's an incredible year.
Why doesn't that come up as like, hey, this dude pitched his fanny off on an absolutely horrendous team. Where were they in 03? 75 and 87. Okay, not the worst, but still. That's one of the best Pirates pitching seasons of our lifetimes. Did you ever hear anybody bring it up? Ever? I don't.
He also hit one off the batter's eye.
Yep. I'm happy I put him on the list. Not very high. I did put him ahead of Skeens.
I'm proud of you for putting Marte as high as you did. Good for you.
Yeah, Donnie thinks the whole list should be invalidated because I have Jason Kendall ahead of Jason Bay.
No, that's not what I said. You said Reynolds.
Yeah, it was Reynolds and Walker, and Bay does deserve to be ahead of them. And Kendall, as much as I found that Kendall had the same problem Giles did, which was pretty bad guy in the clubhouse, Kendall pre- and post-ankle injury are two different stories, and I do that's a definite Pittsburgh what-if. If he doesn't hurt his ankle, man, he was a stud.
Any other issues?
I mean, I still think you put Skeens too low because I think even
it's his, 1 year.
I know, and it was a spectacular year. He was the best pitcher in baseball last year.
I like broke rules. I like ignored other good. Well, maybe not other good.
I just
think
it's a typical device for you in these lists. You are fond of putting a 1 year guy very low because you know it chafes me.
Can you run through it just like quickly again?
Skeens, Bednar, Keller, Hayes, Frazier, Wells. Duke, Mahala, Melanson, Liriano, Burnett, Alvarez, Cervelli, Martin, Cole, Harrison, Sanchez, Wilson, Bay, Kendall, Reynolds, Walker, Giles, Marte, McCutcheon.
Yeah, I mean, I would say just like quickly, besides the one that I
wanted to
on.
Go to war over, yes. Anything else?
If you take the best starting nine plus Skeens as your pitcher from that team, so you have a DH too, can they win the World Series if they stay healthy the whole year? Giles, Marte, McCutcheon in the outfield.
Yeah, they can.
Walker at second. Who the hell's playing first base? You know who was a guy I could have seen you
Pedro Alvarez.
Yeah, Chris.
Could you like move Jason Bay to first base, or is he just DHing for you? Can you move Brian Reynolds? One of those two's got to be your
DH, probably go
and one's
got to
be your first baseman. Here's one guy you might have left off the list that I think you can make a case for. I got to go check. There's probably a case to be made for Craig Wilson on this team somewhere.
Come on, dude. What's next? Solomon Torres deserved to be on the damn team? Craig Wilson?
Craig Wilson, in his kind of main stretch, OPS plus 119, same as Brian Reynolds. Not a defensive player, obviously.
No, he's like the Ryan Domet of infielders and outfielders, which, by the way, Domet, I think, actually had a case to be on this list.
Yeah, if you let him come to the ballpark without his glove.
If Ryan Domet...
Hey, he had a hell of a walk-up song.
He also had the best nickname I've ever heard, derisive. Yeah. No Mitt Domet.
All right, we'll get to your list next. They're actually pretty funny.